Hello there, friend. And a giant friend at that.
Only in stature, my young friend. I am still so small in other ways, but seeking to grow.
That is a noble thing to seek, friend. I, too, am seeking. I am looking for a way to cross this river. I have a long journey both behind me and ahead of me. Can you help?
I am here for that very reason, my child. If you will be so kind as to climb upon my back, I will see you safely across the river.
Many thanks, friend. Tell me, what is your name?
I am called Reprobus. And your name?
I am called by many names, friend Reprobus, though none truly suit me.
Is this a riddle, young fellow? I must have slept poorly last evening, or eaten too little for breakfast. I feel somewhat weak.
Are you well?
You are becoming heavier still, child. What is it about you? I can hardly make it across. Finally, land. You felt as heavy as a mountain. I do not understand it.
Perhaps you will, good Reprobus, if I tell you who I am. I am the king that you have been seeking. I am the child sought by three kings of the East so many years ago. I am Jesus Christ. And the weight you felt was the weight of the sins of all mankind. Those sins weigh upon my shoulders always, good Reprobus.
My lord, I bow most humbly to you, who are truly the greatest of all kings. I have been searching all these years for the most powerful to serve, and now I know, in my heart of hearts, that I have truly found that king, and you are he. I am your humble servant, Lord Christ.
Ah, Reprobus, you are growing in spirit to meet the stature of your body. You will indeed do great things in my service. And I name you no longer Reprobus, but Christopher. It means Christ-bearer. You will serve me with great strength and power. And to prove my promise to you, take your staff and plant it on the ground beside your hut tonight. Tomorrow it will sprout into an olive tree. Now go. Your time here is ended. You are needed elsewhere. Go forth in the region of Antioch and seek a man named Babylus, who is bishop there. He will baptize you into my church, and you may serve me fully there. And know, my Christopher, that there is great joy in serving you. There is also great danger. You may have to sacrifice much to truly serve me, and to truly bear me not only across this water, but to many people throughout the land.
I am truly and completely your servant, Lord Jesus. What I have no longer belongs to me, but is given for you. No sacrifice is any loss to me, but only gain. Praises and many thanks to you, my Lord.